they chose and what I have to share with you this morning. Welcome to everybody that's here. I look out and I see new faces. Welcome. For those of you who don't know me, I'm John Grant. I've been here for a long time sometimes, and I'm thankful for that. If you've got your Bibles with you this morning, I'd like you to turn to Psalms 136. Psalms 136, I'm only going to read the first 9 verses because that's all I've got time for this morning. This is such a rich, in-depth psalm, and I just wanted to zero in on the first 9 verses. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and the stars to govern the light, his love endures forever. This morning, my goal this morning is that you will have the Holy Spirit speak to your heart in a couple of ways. First of all, that you'll be very thankful to the Lord. And that thankfulness, as the second part, is that because of a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're sitting there this morning and you have any doubts in your heart, whether you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and have access to God, I trust that as I share with you these wonderful words of life, that the Holy Spirit would speak into your heart and you'll make a decision this morning. It'll be the most important decision you'll ever make in your whole life, is that I put my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's what my desire for us this morning here. But I wanted to concentrate on Thanksgiving. We had our grandchildren out and they were talking about, they're learning traditions in school. I never thought that they would have to learn that, because they talked about wishbones. We grow up, we take the wishbone from the turkey and we get to pull it, and whoever got the biggest part got their wish. So yesterday when we had the turkey, I made sure I had the wishbone, and after we got it all done, he says, "Well, girls, kids, do you see what this is?" "Oh, no." I said, "This is the wishbone." And I had to tell them what we used to do. Well, the one little Robin, she's got quite an imagination. She started figuring out how many turkeys we would have to eat so everybody would have a chance to have a wishbone contest. I remember as a little boy come to church on Thanksgiving, and the whole front area, it was back when they still had binders and sheaths. They made some sheaths, and they brought all the produce up here. And you know what they did? They gave that to the pastor. Well, you know, we kind of extended that. We got a table back there, and everybody can help themselves back there, which is good too. Anyways, this psalm, it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." I want to ask the question, are you thankful this morning? You know, I'll be quite honest with you. Sometimes I'm not that thankful. And I would suspect there are times in your life when you're not very thankful. And it could be because of unfulfilled dreams. Maybe you've had childhood trauma that's left some scars. Maybe you come from a dysfunctional home. Maybe you're disappointed in life's work. Business is not like you anticipated it to be. You have expectations not realized, maybe in your marriage or your children. Health problems. Because, and you fill in the blank for yourself this morning, the things that cause you to not be thankful. Any number of these things above distract us from being thankful. The focus of our thankfulness is to God. But thanks to the Lord, or thanks to God. So the question is, what's preventing you from being thankful to God this morning? He should be the object of our thanksgiving. I will tell you something about being thankful. You cannot stay upset. You cannot be continue to be cheesed off or angry with God if you're thankful. If you start giving thanks, it's surprising how those emotions that kind of grip us and kind of tear us down changes when we start being thankful. Well, what helps us through to that thanksgiving? It says, for he is good. I don't know about you. I like things that are good. And here we have a God who says, I am good. You know, when God made the world, after he made different things, he says, and God saw that it was good. I don't know about you, but I'm enthralled with creation. I enjoy seeing what God has made. In Psalms 19, verses 1 to 6, it says, the heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech, night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out unto all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat. Give thanks to the Lord for the God of gods. He's in control of everything. Give thanks to the Lord of Lords. The Lord of Lords talks about authority. And then it says, who alone has done great wonders? His understanding made the heavens. Who spread out the earth upon the waters? I like going on to Google Earth. You see that world and you can spin it around and you can look at and the different continents placed in the midst of the oceans and the seas. God did that. It says that he placed the earth in the waters. Wow. Pretty powerful if you ask me. It says, who made the lights, the sun to govern the day. There's a certain control the sun has in our day of life. Leanne was saying that Jeff has a fetish for the weather. Why? Because the sun governs what happens every day. If the sun doesn't shine, it changes our outlook. If the sun is shining and we've got harvest to do, we're really, hey, let's go for it. So God made the sun to govern the day. So there's a governance about our daily walk that's physical. The sun dictates to us each of our days. The moon and the stars to govern the night. Driving home from the church or from a meeting and going home, if it's a dark night, or if it's cloudy, or if it's fog, I sometimes miss my turn on highway or Township Road 610. I'll be driving along and thinking about some other things and just try to concentrating on the road, and I will drive right by my driveway, or not the driveway, the Township Road 610, and about 100 yards behind it says, I think I've missed my turn. A minute later, I get to Peabrook turnoff, and they've got lights there, and I have to do a turnaround and come back and go back. The moon and the stars, they give us some direction at night. In 1972, I was working in the Canadian Arctic. I got out of Bible school, and I had a desire to work in the Arctic. I arrived in Inuvik. There was only 4 hours of daylight. One of my fellows that I worked with, he had a truck, and I couldn't believe it. It had bashed up two headlights. I says, "What good is that truck?" He says, "That's my summer truck. I don't need lights during the summer because there's 24 hours of daylight. That's my summer truck." I was working on Prince Patrick Island, which was about 400 miles north of Inuvik. And I was scheduled to be flown out to Edmonton. And I wanted to see what it was like. It was April 24th. So I decided to get up at 12 o'clock to see what it was like out there. There was twilight for 24 hours. The sun rose at about 9 o'clock and set at 6:30. And it would come up only about 7 degrees and hover along all the way over and go down. And then if you were to follow it all night, it would be twilight along the north. God gave that to us. You know, a couple of weeks ago we had the fall equinox. That's when the earth is almost perpendicular to the sun, and the northern hemisphere and the southern hemisphere has the same amount of light, sunlight. You know, you can do something on that day. You put a stake in the ground, and if it's clear, the sun rises, and you take the shadow of that stake and put another one there. And then when the sun sets in the west, when the sun sets, those two stakes should line up. Did you know that? God's creation is predictable and reassuring. I enjoy that. Do you enjoy God's creation? Last Friday, or this past, our grandchildren were out. And we went out to bring in the sheep after sundown. And the sun had set, and it was a beautiful sunset. And both of them, all of them said, "Oh, what a beautiful sunset." You know, God paints a different sunset every time. He doesn't make the same one. Everyone is different. God's design in the heavens is predictable and enjoyable. That leads me to another area of seasons. In Genesis chapter 1:14, he says, "When God created the lights in the sky to separate day from night and let them serve as signs to mark the seasons and days and years." In Psalms 104, verse 19, the moon marks off the seasons. The sun knows when to go down. You know, last week, Peter Rutan was sharing about the fall season, and it got me thinking about seasons. You know, we all have a list. I shared in the breaking of bread that I got the garden rototilled. Ah, finished. Check. When the snow flies, all that list that you have to do, all of a sudden, okay, can't do them, new list. You know, we live in anticipation of the next season here. But that's led me to the seasons of our life. Personally, we all have seasons in our life. We all start life as an infant, and we're so blessed to have these new little kids around here, little babies. I look at them and say, "Wow." It happened three times in my life. Three little ones came home, and now I see these little ones being born. What a blessing. Infancy. Childhood. We had our four grandchildren out, and three girls and one little boy, and whoa. Keep up with them is a major job. The adolescent years. Some of you are in adolescence. Nice challenges. Lots of fun. Teens. Oh, the challenges of teens. Young adults. Dating, courtship, and marriage. Honeymoon. For some, that honeymoon lasts quite long. And for others, they barely make it back from the honeymoon before there's issues. Then I call it the baby-making years, raising kids, launching kids into the world, empty nest, getting older, maybe retirement. senior years. I've pretty well gone through all of those, dear friends. Where did the time go? Gone. My life is a vapor, yet all those stages of my life, I've experienced them. You know, Trevor, he says, John, now that you're older, and he wasn't being mean, he was being very encouraging. He says, John, now that you're older, you're entering the season of life as the sage. Now, that's an old term. A sage was one who gave counsel and advice and direction. And it comes from The Way of the Wild at Heart. It's a wonderful book by John Eldridge. And it encouraged me to say, okay, I am in the age of my life where I can't hammer nails as fast as Jeff can. But 10 years ago, I would have given him a run for his money. I can't climb ladders like I used to. You know, I used to come down the ladder, you know, 20-foot ladder. I put my feet on the outside of the rungs and slide down. So a fast way to come down. You don't have to do all the steps. I don't dare do that now. I fall. I have a hard time even going up a ladder. So, you know, as you age, things change. Any one of these seasons, and we've got a whole gauntlet of these seasons in our lives. We got infants. We got children. We've got adolescents. We've got teens. We got some that are maybe want to be dating and courting and finding marriage. And some of you are young married couple, and there's a honeymoon, and there's entering into the baby-making years, and I see the babies coming. I think Ken calculated last spring that there was 11 babies due this year. Isn't that great? 11 babies. What a great thing. Any one of these seasons that we go through, things can happen that can distract us from being thankful to the Lord. Maybe there are issues that you're carrying through from your childhood, or maybe you're facing today. You know, even this past week, situations in the family, situations in dealings, it wasn't flowing very well, and guess what happens? Even I don't sleep at night sometimes. Sometimes I'm laying there and I'm stewing about things. And one thing about that stew, it never tastes very good. You go around and around. But then I started saying, well, John, you're preaching on Sunday. Practice what you preach. So I say, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love is forever after. And you know, I started repeating that over and over. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the Lord, because he's the Lord of lords. Give thanks to the Lord. Ooh, what happened? Am I falling apart? What are you doing back there, Graham? Trying to wake me up? All these things come down to, are we thankful? You know, health and accidents can happen. I've had both. Financial challenges. Yeah, we all have them at times. Family difficulties. Surprising when you talk to families, there isn't some issue that each person in their family has. But here is the key element. It says, his love endures forever. His love endures forever. What does that mean? That God's love is eternal. It always is there. And when we learn how to embrace the fact that God's love is always there, we can say, oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his love endures forever. We can give thanks to the God of that he's good. And we can give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his love endures forever. I'm going to invite the music team to start coming back. I know I haven't got a long sermon this morning. I think most of you want to go home for your turkey. So I'm going to close off with one of my favorite passages. Back when I was an adolescent, I learned the John chapter 3 verse just about all of it way to 20. But I'm going to read verse 16, 17, and 18. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. The invitation to you this morning is, God's love wants to reside in your heart in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for you to deal with your sin. He wants you to put your faith and trust in him, because if you don't, you're condemned already. But if you believe, you have your life everlasting. I want to tell you something about life everlasting. We've got tremendous blessings to look forward to in eternity. With the Lord Jesus, with 1,000 years of fantastic reign here on earth, and then the new heaven and the new earth, we're going to be with the Lord forever, and it's going to take him eternity to show us all his goodness. For God is good. His love and mercy endures forever. The Lord has spoken to you this morning. I want you to come and talk to me afterwards. Music team, close off the tin.
Would you just stand with me one more time?
The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing a song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. That's the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forever. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I'll worship your holy name.
One more time.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship your holy name. Oh, I'll worship your holy name.
Let's pray. Father God, I ask that you would bless this gathering this morning as we part with the power of the Holy Spirit in the lives of everyone, that you'll help us all to go out with thanksgiving in our heart to you, God, because you're good and your love endures forever. We ask your blessing on the families that are together, that you would bless their time as they enjoy the fellowship together. And Lord, continue to lead and direct us. And we thank you for everyone here, and that your blessing will extend throughout this coming week, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.